LITTLE TRIB.
The Good Night Show with Little Triv on WREW-FM, coming from the east side.
Well, don't act so surprised to hear me. It's been about... Has it been that long? It's been about 3 weeks. Mike Lamigan and Seth are both in the Grand Canyon of all places, if you would believe the disgusting Grand Canyon. It's, why do they do the national parks? Lamigan and Seth, my two co-hosts, have been gone, so I've been playing rerun episodes, which I don't like to do, but when you hear a rerun, you know that I'm sitting here listening to my own show, and at least the listeners can have some faith that I'll be back, is what I'm trying to say. And we do have Lamigan and Seth on the line here, which is actually a relief, because I have nothing to say tonight. Lamigan?
This is the goo, and I kidnapped your co-hosts.
Oh, the goo. Oh, it's been a while, goo. So you kidnapped the co-hosts?
I kidnapped the co-hosts, and we're in Arizona right now on our way to the Grand Canyon. I'm going to drop... You know that burlap sack? I'm going to throw Lamigan in the burlap sack, and I'm going to throw him off the canyon from the topest point.
Are you talking about the old burlap sack from way back when?
I'm talking about that old burlap sack you guys used to threaten me with.
And you're using it to kidnap Lamigan and Seth, my current co-hosts.
Your current co-hosts, and they're going to the Grand Canyon, and what seems to be a fun little family trip for some might not be for them, because I'm dropping them off at the topest point of the canyon.
Are you tricking them into thinking it's a family trip?
No, they're knocked out in my back seat right now.
Oh, but before you knocked them out, did you tell them it was just a family trip?
I'm on my way to the canyon. I'm driving through canyons. I don't have time to talk to you, Triv. I just figured I'd warn you and threaten you a little bit.
Did you just call them kids?
What'd you say to me?
Did you just call those two boys, Lamigan and Seth, are they kids? Do you consider them kids?
I suppose I am significantly older than them, ain't I?
Well, I didn't actually know that. How old are you, Goo?
I'm 65 years old.
And that's significantly... Okay, well, Lamigan, his father, fought in Vietnam, and actually my father killed him in Vietnam. I don't know if you knew that. So that would make Lamigan about 65, too.
Your father killed Lamigan's father in the Vietnam War?
Yeah, it was friendly fire. It's a long story, but yes, it was friendly fire.
That's violent and awful.
Are you really surprised, Goo?
I mean, it's your father. You're awful, too. You know that?
Oh, wait, so... So, Goo, you're gonna kill them.
I mean, it's either killing or serious maiming.
Have you ever done either of those to any victim before?
Yeah. I used to be a bully, Triv.
Oh, so you've killed as a bully?
Yeah, I've killed before as a bully.
As a bully, I've never heard of someone killing. So, because after you kill, you stop being a bully and then you turn into something else. Would you agree, or are you just one of those kinds that?
I would say that I'm just such a bully that I freaking kill you too, and that I'm still a bully.
Okay, it actually makes more sense. Do you dislike Lamigan a lot because of the way he replaced you?
I don't like the way he looks, I don't like the way he smells, and I don't like the way he replaced me.
And how does he look? How does he look to you?
How does he look to me?
Yeah, describe his appearance, because I don't think a whole lot of people have seen him in person.
Creepy, like, high-pitched voice.
That's not really the way he looks, Goo.
He's got a goat.
You've got a bad connection in the Grand Canyon down there. Can I talk to one of those guys? Are they actually knocked out right now?
Probably.
Lamigan, is that really you? And that's how that story ends, I guess. It was a pretty good talk. I haven't talked to Goo in a long time. And in about any minute now, we're going to be hearing from Augie Nost, who is an old friend of the show, and he usually has a lot to say about nothing. And he has very interesting, innovative facts about Nazis. He can reveal almost anything bad you would ever want to know about Hillary Clinton, anything good you would ever want to know about Donald J. Trump, and he can tell you how the Nazis control Antarctica. And actually, this is him on the line right now. Augie?
Yes?
It's good to hear from you, old friend.
Yeah, hey there. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good, and actually, my co-hosts are in the Grand Canyon right now. They might be able to call in, but service is a little bad in the Grand Canyon right now.
Oh.
So it's just me, little Triv. Don't you live out near the Grand Canyon, Augie?
Oh, no. I'm much further south. I'm way down south in Tucson.
Tucson. Okay, that's about 5 hours away from the Grand Canyon.
That's about right.
So, do you have any updates in terms of the email? Did you hear about this email, Augie?
No, which email?
The Donald Jr. email.
No.
He emailed a Russian about Hillary Clinton information investigation.
Yeah.
And it turns out that he didn't get any information, but the liberal media is accusing him of collusion when nothing was given. He did meet with a Russian, and she did promise information, but no information was given.
Oh, yeah.
It is not collusion, Augie, is it?
Well, everybody talks to everybody, but they talk about business. And I know for one thing, the president is very careful when he talks to anybody outside of the United States about United States assets or things. So, they have been lying about Democrats, or not Democrats so much, but the liberals and the left. They've been lying about this for so long, and the media is coming out admitting it now. So, yeah, it's just to laugh at.
When you take a big step back and look at the universe, does it all ever really even matter about the politics and the policies, or does it matter more than ever before because the ways in which the government is so layered and controlled by these extraterrestrial beings?
Well, you got a little more insight than most people, because we think that the people in the deep state are pulling the strings on the president and everybody, and they are getting orders from somewhere too, and that goes off the planet, and you are exactly right.
Do you think Donald Trump, in his position, and I know he is actually very low on the security clearance, a lot of people think the president has the highest security clearance, but they're actually very low. Do you think he has had any contact with these higher levels of government, or do you think he is completely...
They have been trying to control him for, months now, but it's not working.
So you think they are malevolent?
Yeah, they're not the government so much, but the people behind the government, the ones that tell the politicians what to do. They've been trying to control him, and it hasn't been working.
Do you think it's his intelligence that he can just tell that he is trying to be controlled? Or do you think it is just the nature of his character?
I think he loves America. And I think he wants to do something right. And, of course, his vision of right may be different than other people's vision of rights. So there may be some differences, but I think he's trying to do the right thing the way he looks at it.
I don't know how you look at the political atmosphere, but why is it that everything that Donald J. Trump says is right? It just seems right to me and my yep. co-hosts. And just, am I alone, Augie?
No, you are exactly right. Because we've been having lies upon lies upon lies for the last presidents, all the way back to Kennedy.
You think Kennedy lied? Or actually, his assassination might have been a lie.
No, he died that in that incident because there's too much evidence of that, but he didn't die the way they told us to. He was assassinated by several people, and of course, you know, that's something that the Warren Commission don't want to talk about.
Yes, and I feel like I'm giving in to the government by refusing to talk about it, but every subject is open to me, Augie, but when it comes to John F. Kennedy, something gives me the creeps about that man. He was just a creepy man.
Because, he was, but he also tells us that what the deep state is capable of doing to anybody.
It's capable of making the final judgment. The deep state will kill their leader if they have to.
There's only two agendas in government. One of them is money, and the other one is power, and not necessarily in that order. So they've all been playing by those rules, and Trump now, he doesn't need any more money, so that is not one of his agendas. That's why they cannot control him.
It is because his thoughts are so complex that you can't pinpoint a single way to manipulate them.
That is right.
So, Augie, is there anything that you have heard of in recent days? I know you are posting on your website almost religiously daily, and it's always fascinating. Is there anything recently that has just had you thinking maybe just staying up all night?
No, not always. I do sometimes, but I have been lately, actually, because I'm putting out a video, and that's going to be almost 2 hours of all the stuff we are not supposed to know about. And that'll be very interesting. So I've been spending a lot of time with that. But I'm done with that now, so that is all gone and out of my hands. So that's going to be fun to see.
I have a question about a video. I don't have a DVD player. I won't buy it because if you look into the factories and all the over CEOs and everyone who makes those DVDs, you would not be very happy. So I use a VHS player. I use a VCR. And I was wondering, will your video come out on VHS tape?
No, I don't think so. Not unless you convert it. There is coming on a CD, so there are places where we can convert that to a VCR.
Okay, I have heard there's a guy a couple miles away from my house. He has a business called Danny's Homemade Videos.
Hey, there you go.
And what he does is he takes old home videos of your kids and everything and sells them to a third party.
Really? Well, I imagine at least he has the equipment to take a CD and convert it to a VCR.
I will have to ask him, and I hope it won't be too costly because I need to see your film, Augie. I guess I should ask, will it be on the internet for free, or is this something that is going to be take some kind
of... No, the producers want to pay their bills with it, so it's not going to be for free. I think it'll probably be about $10 or something like that.
And it's fair because there's just too much free on the internet. And
yeah.
I'm just not a socialist in that manner. I just can't... Why can't we charge for the things that we create?
Yeah, I know. I know. But, the economic, or should I say, the societal foundation of the world we live in is based on economics. Without it, everything stops. And, of course, this will change, but it's not there yet. And the future is going to be totally different than what you see now. And that change is coming here not very long from now.
What do you think the biggest change will be within the next 5 or 10 years?
Well,
I have I've given some thought to that, and what if I do this? I'll give you an idea what it's going to be, let's say, 30 years from now. Quick
yes.
idea of that, and then I'll give you an idea of 10 years from now.
That sounds great.
Yeah, I guarantee you, though, 30 years from now, you will have robotic people walking down the street next to you, and you will never know the difference. And single guys, they will have a robotic housekeeper and a bed partner. And from what I hear, these people, these robots are already being produced in Japan, and they're starting to take orders from them. And, I mean, these are housekeepers. They teach them how to cook coffee and make dinner and all kinds of stuff. And these androids, they will do all the work for you. They'll go to meetings for you. They will do the paperwork for you, all the hard labor. And, of course, you wouldn't need them because maybe there's not so many people then 20, 30 years in the future because they there will be some changes. And nobody will drive cars anymore. They'll all be automatic. Hardly anybody will own cars because they will be made available and charged for, if anything at all, per ride. You just call up, and within just a few minutes, there will be a car in your driveway, and you take off. And there'll be flying cars. In fact, I have some pictures of those already on my website. And then there will be airliners flying with no pilots in them. Actually, I think 20 years from now, there'll still be a pilot in the airplane, but he'll sit there with his hands in his lap and do nothing. And this is coming really soon. And the healthcare system is nothing like we see right now. It will be totally different than the disease management system that they have disguised as a healthcare system now. It'll be a wellness and healing system where everybody is part of it. And the European Union will have collapsed. All member states of the Union, or the past Union there, they are acting on the same rules, but as on a voluntary basis. Disclosure have happened, not because they wanted to give it to us, but because it happened. It just slid out from underneath them, and they could not deny it anymore, so they had to start talking about it. And that'll come partially because of this video that has surfaced out of Peru right now, and also coming from underneath the ice in Antarctica. And all this has happened with free energy. Well, it's not free because you got to pay some for the equipment, but you pull the energy out of either gravity or magnetics or the zero-point vacuum. And the aliens are back working with us. What else do you want to know about 20 years from now?
First of all, I am just nearly speechless, but I'll try to muster some sort of words. Right off the bat, I want to address one thing. You said that the men will have bed partners and a maid, and
yep, that'll be robots.
And this might be a controversial question, but will there be any need for women in 30 years from now?
Well, you see, they would say the same thing. We're not going to need men anymore. There'll always be a coalition between men and women on mutual understanding. You know, that's that'll be, I think we'll always have that. They may not be the same, but we'll always have that.
And it's always going to be boys versus girls, Augie, and it always has been. There's
yeah.
always gender competition.
Yeah, there is, actually, and we don't like to think of that, but there is.
My other thing that stuck out to me is disclosure, and I'm wondering, this might be a question you have heard before, and if you haven't heard before, you might want to use it when you ask other people the question, but
huh?
when disclosure happens, do you think that people are going to panic? Or
hey, we are locked in the sound room. Can you come let us?
Sorry, Augie, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, sorry. So do you think people are going to panic or accept it?
No, there'll be no panic. People are ready for this. Now, the only people that will be really uncomfortable with it right off the bat or in the beginning is going to be the born-again Christians and the Muslims, because they, you know, they are so brainwashed and so dumbed down.
Augie, really quick, can you just, you can keep talking. I got to step out of the studio and address an emergency very quickly.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No, what I was saying, I don't think there's going to be any panic or anything like that after that we start discovering that we are not alone in the universe and there are millions of alien entities and also Earth entities on the moon already. And we are traveling back and forth all the time and we have aliens coming here working with us and finding ways to help us. There's not going to be any panic except for maybe some fanatical religious groups that think they are demons and Satan is coming back and stuff like that. And, you know, they're a little slow in some areas. So we can see that. But otherwise, it's going to be all right because after that change, we're going to start having advantages from the technology that they're bringing with us, not bringing with them. And that will be huge, because not only technical information, there will also be spiritual, mental, health information, and societal information they are bringing us, and we are going to have to. There will be no choice. We will redesign our society to a higher level of integrity and participation, because there's going to be a lot of people, for two reasons. There'll be a lot of people that will be able to read the minds of politicians, and there's nothing that can stop this. One of the reasons is that there is an electronic device that's that has already been developed, but it hasn't come on the market, but you're going to be able to buy one of these things, and you can kind of hang it on your collar or your ear, and you will be able to read the mind or read what they are thinking of the one that is standing next to you.
Do you think if you can read the person's mind that is next to you, do you think we will all become better people?
Absolutely, because if you are standing next to somebody and you think he's a jerk, you're going to watch your thoughts next time you get close to that guy, because you're going to know that he knew you think he's a jerk.
That's what I like to hear. It's scary to know someone could read my thoughts, but maybe if a pretty woman, maybe I could hear a pretty woman saying something nice about me that she would never say to me otherwise because of my personality.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't have to be all bad. Because we can walk down the street and see a pretty girl, and we give her a compliment in thought, and she turns around and says, thank you.
Yes, and it's not creepy. Or she thinks, thank you.
Say again?
Or she, when you compliment her in your head, she doesn't say thank you, she thinks, thank you.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Or she thinks, you're creeping me out, and then you can run the other direction. And
in the beginning, maybe people have not, you know, have a hard time getting used to that for the next few months after it becomes public knowledge. But I think that people will get used to that too, and they will use it for their advantage and for the advantage of the society to keep politicians honest.
And that's what we need. And I kind of think, I love Donald Trump, and he can be a politician forever and permanently. He could be king. I would go for a monarchy if he was the king, but I digress. I think that we might not even need a politician if we can read each other's minds all the time.
Well, that's the thing I did not mention to you in my prediction of the future, and that is that the system of government will be outmoded. Probably somewhere between 20 years from now to about 50 years from now, there will be no government. There will be self-serving and self will rule ourselves, but we will do it in such a way that we support everything around us, so there will be a good society and more honest society. you know, I don't care how good it is, you know, sooner or later, you know, there's going to be a crook in the soup somewhere. There's somebody that does something wrong. That'll happen. But generally, people will raise their standard of excellence and integrity.
I think we'll all become superhuman, not because of some super serum, but because we're just better people, and when everyone's a better person, you become kind of powerful.
Absolutely.
Our country just celebrated its independence, July 3rd. Whether or not that's the actual day it happened, I guess we'll never know, because we're all a little too young. I'm not very young, you're not very young, but we're still young when you think about the fact that the Declaration of Independence was signed in 1776 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Do you love this country, Augie?
Yes, I do. I love the country because the country is not the United States. Even though I have no passion for the government because I know how corrupt it is, but I love the people. I love the country. What happened on the 4th of July in 1776 or about that time, that was a wonderful thing. It was a dangerous thing. But what they did in 1787, when they did the Constitutional Convention, they screwed it all up and put everybody back in slavery.
What do you think they would think of the country as it stands, those men with the white hair?
Yeah. I have seen the paintings and seen that, and those were people of integrity and character because they pledged their honor and their property and their lives on their idea of creating a new country. You don't see any politician do that these days.
Absolutely not. Do you think that document will stand the test of time, Augie?
I'm sorry, but I don't think it will.
You don't think the Declaration of Independence will stand the test of time, and I'm not saying you're wrong, but I am curious to see your thoughts about this.
The future in this timeline where I am show the breakup of the United States. There will be independent states, independent countries from those states.
Wow.
So,
it actually makes sense when you say it like that.
That doesn't have to be bad. It takes away the people in Iowa, if they don't like going to another country and bombing the shit out of them, they don't have to participate. They don't have to fund it. Now, the single mom in Dubuque, Iowa, that is barely making ends meet, is helping to fund killing children in several different countries. And she doesn't like that. It will change. That I'll guarantee you. The question is, how? But the future shows a breakup. So, we'll see what happens. Moon rising
on the Cuyahoga. This is the Good Night Show with Little Triv. I'm your host, Little Triv. My co-hosts, Lamagid and Seth, are in the Grand Canyon. And it sounds like they got kidnapped and they were brought there by an old co-host, the Goo. We don't know for sure because their phone line was cutting out, but right now we have one of our old friends of the show, Augie Nose, who seems to know a little bit about everything and a lot about some things. And Augie, one of those things that you seem to know a lot about is reverse aging. Can you speak to that a little bit? Because our listeners will love this.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. This is something that has been well covered up, but it has been covered up in plain sight. In 2009, three doctors from the United States got the Nobel Prize for discovering an enzyme that reverses the aging process, and nobody seems to know about it. And I discovered this, and I started looking into it, and everybody can find out what I found out. Go to the Nobel Committee's website in Stockholm, Sweden. Actually, Norway, I think they have most of the records there. And the Nobel Committee's website, find 2009, scroll down to medical submissions, and read the papers. You're going to like it, because I'm doing it, and I've done it for over a year now, and I'm looking in the mirror. I took a picture of myself before I started, quite a bit, long time before I started, actually. And now I'm looking in the mirror, and I say, hey, what happened to the other guy?
Nah.
There is a change.
How does it feel looking in the mirror and seeing years taken off your skin?
Well, the thing is that there are some things in our DNA that is degrading with time. And that's the end of the chromosomes. That part at the end of the chromosome is called the telomeres. And as we grow older and the body replicates itself, for every time that a cell is replicating itself, then a part of these telomeres at the end of the chromosomes are shortening a little bit. So after decades and decades of replicating cells, the telomeres are getting so short, they can no longer hold the chromosome together, and the end of the chromosome start fraying so that the cell will not be able to replicate itself anymore, and we get stuck with old cells in the body, more and more old cells, and we get older and older until we die. Now, there's a way to change that, and that is to get enough of this enzyme that they were given the Nobel Prize for, this the discovery of, to get enough of that enzyme, and the telomeres will stay together because the ends are not going to fray, so we are able to replicate ourselves. And we start get enough of this enzyme, we start reversing the aging process because the telomeres are growing. This has actually happened. There is clinical proof, laboratory research that proves this. And I've been reading a lot of that stuff, and that's why I'm the best thing to do is get to my website and go down to into my blogs and read a blog on December 23.
Okay, Augie, give your website out to the listeners, because we got a lot of people that are going to want to hear your website.
Okay, it's www.aage-nost.com. So it is actually www. And if you go into the blog, scroll down to December 23, 2015, and read the blog on there, you will know what I am doing. Because this regimen that I'm doing is working. And the biggest thing that I do is take this herbal, the herb, astragalus. Because there's some medical research that show that astragalus in the high doses will reverse the aging process.
Astragalus?
Astragalus.
Astragalus?
Yes. A-S-T-R... Oh, God. I'm really lousy at spelling unless I write it down first.
It's A-S-T-tragalus.
Astragalus, yeah.
Listeners, really, you need to go to Augie's website. It is fascinating, fully updated all the time with everything that they don't want you to know. You aren't supposed to know.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good. This is strenuous and everything. And Augie, I have a question about the aging thing, and I don't know what it means for me who is ugly. I'm not... I am aging. It's just... it's my appearance that is always been a problem for me, but maybe if I got a little younger, I could, I don't know, get a reset of some sort, or would this enzyme maybe help my attractiveness?
I tell you what, give me a call privately, contact me through my website there, and give me a way to get a hold of you, and we can talk, and I can explain a little deeper into it, just like I do in my book on spiritual science. I also explain very thoroughly in there how to reverse the aging process, more deeply than I do in that blog, because the blog is only one page, and in the book I spend several pages on explain how and why this happens.
And Augie, how young do How young will you go in terms of...
I don't know. I kind of joke about it, you know, saying that if I keep on this, you know, I'll be a snot-nosed little kid in about 3 weeks, but maybe not that.
If you were a baby, Augie, what would you do?
With the knowledge I have, I would be dangerous.
Imagine being a baby with what you know, with everything that you know, and being...
Yeah.
It's unbelievable to think about.
Yeah, no, I tell you, though, I think you can, from what I hear from people that is doing sun gazing and this, it is possible to back up your aging into the 50s, possibly 35 to 50s. Because I know there is some evidence to that. And that is that I did a lot of research on this, and I found a guy in China. He died at the age of 256 years old. And he, in that blog, I explained what he did, both with the mental exercise and physical exercise, more so in the book, actually. And this guy, he didn't die from old age, he died from an accident. He was a martial arts instructor for the Chinese army for many years. He was also a herbalist for some 150 years. So this is real. The government has verified his age. And another guy that died in Iran, he was 154 years old. He had something like 20 wives and 100 and some kids and grandkids.
Well, I would too, wouldn't you?
Huh?
I would do that too. I would get married probably 30 times if I was 250 years old.
Either that or find one really good one.
Just one really, another really old person. Why don't they want us to know about how old they're getting?
Well, you see, there is this problem, and that is you can imagine what would happen to Social Security and the pension programs if people quit dying, can't you?
That's an absolutely good point. It's a health care thing.
Yeah.
It all goes back to healthcare.
They don't want people to know about this.
And that's why this Trump's plan, I know what he wants to do, but he just can't do it because they won't let him.
Yeah.
Augie, one last thing. I just want to say, if I can ever get back to looking 35 years old, I will do one thing that I haven't done in years, and I will go to the bar down at the end of the street, and I will go and talk to a pretty woman.
Well, that would be kind of fun. And
thank you so much for your time. It's always a pleasure having you on. I truly feel like you're a good friend of the show. You're always willing. You're always DTF. And could you mind plugging your book? You talk about your book. It's on Amazon. If something's on Amazon, it is.
Yeah, it is. And the title of the book is Spiritual Science, Higher Conscious Thinking, and How to Access the Universal Consciousness. And you'll find that book on my website, too.
Thanks, Augie. And what I'm going to do after you get off the line is I'm actually going to check with you first. If I play the trailer to your documentary, is there enough audio to where it would translate on the radio?
Yeah, you can play it.
Okay. Thank you for your time, Augie. We'll talk soon, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Stay safe and God bless the country. That's Augie Nost, and I can't remember where he's from. He's definitely foreign, as you can hear from his voice, but he does this documentary, and it's about all the things we're not supposed to know, and it's about the moon and stuff, and if you don't mind, I'll just play a little bit of the trailer. I did not realize it's 4 minutes long, so here's a little bit of Augie Nost's movie, and then that's it for the Goodnight Show with Little Triv. It's been a pleasure, even without Lamigan and Seth, who are in the Grand Canyon. And they will be in the Grand Canyon next week, too. So it's going to be Little Triv riding solo, and I think I did a damn good job.
Hello. My name is Augie Nost. I was born on a farm in Northern Europe, in Norway.
Yeah, I knew it, Norway.
Agriculture and forestry from over there. But at the age of 25, I left Norway and came to the United States to become a commercial pilot. I spent a year in flight school, and I got a commercial pilot license with a single-engine and multi-engine airplane and instrument flight instructor rating.
www.
I have logged over 10,000 hours of flight time and, amusingly, almost 1,000 hours upside down teaching aerobatics. me and a partner, we had a flight school and an international air taxi operation and an air carrier. I have found that UFOs are real because I have seen them.